Hello out there, welcome to your next mission video podcast. The tragic epidemic of suicide that has swept through our military and veteran communities since 2001 has brought shattering consequences to many, including families, friends, colleagues, and others. But there's something being done about it. And it's not just one person or one organization, but a coalition of 250 organizations that face the fight together to reduce the number of suicides and the stigma associated with it. Today, we're going to talk with the executive director of the Face to Fight Coalition to hear the progress that's being made and what the future holds. Please stay tuned for this important conversation. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always, with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. Today, throughout the September, we're going to talk about how we can help the number of suicides in our veteran community and reduce the stigma associated with this national tragedy. And I'm excited to welcome Babs Chase, Senior Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and the Executive Director of Face to Fight Coalition. And I got to say, welcome back to the show, Babs. So excited to have you on the second time.
Sergeant Major, thank you so much for having me. It's such a privilege to get invited back. Tells me, well, I must have done all right the first time.
Well, you did more than all right. You're helping our service members and families, and I just really appreciate all that you do and all that your coalition does and continue to do. That's for doggone sure. We got a lot to talk about, and I know last time you told the audience a little bit about yourself, but I want you to do that again. Tell the audience just a little bit about Babs.
I am happy to do so. First and foremost, I am so blessed to do the work that I do every single day. I moved to DC a long, long time ago. And what was really interesting, when I first went to work in the Pentagon at the height of the war, I found not just a great job and a great role, but I found a community that has really, I have to say, I had no idea when I walked in on that first day back in 2003, I had no idea how much it would transform my life. I found a passion and I found purpose with a community that means so much to me, because you're talking about a community that you know so well, and you're the prime example of this, that always puts service over self. And when you connect with a community like that, it really is an amazing difference. And so anyway, I spent many, many years in the Pentagon and have been fortunate with a number of different roles supporting our community over the years. And I'll add in as well, and one of them, which I know you will appreciate, Laz, I spent about 6 years working for the leadership of the Army and really just became so impressed with the service and, once again, the quality of the people that were serving in our Army. And then, of course, the fun part later is I married Navy. So,
oops, got off track there a little bit.
I know. I had to add that in, though. Thought we'd appreciate that. But at the end of the day, to actually, I think as much as being a part of the community, you see the struggles, you see the real benefits of service. I've got so many friends that have served alongside their spouses, served themselves. But I think it's really now having gone through transition with my husband, having seen what the other side looks like, it just gives you a whole different picture of what it's like to be with somebody that's worn the uniform and really do all you can to make a difference for those who've given so much. So I'm thrilled to do it and live right here in Alexandria, Virginia. So love being in DC. There's so much excitement and so much connection with this community here too.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, and you went through too, the military changes your life. And the family that you bring around, you stays with you for the rest of your life. And it's just so rewarding. I mean, you'll be connected to the military for the rest of your life too. That's for sure. Babs, would you tell us, tell the audience, would you tell us about the Face the Fight? What's the mission and what's the priorities?
Sure. Happy to do so. So Face the Fight launched in 2023. So we just celebrated our second anniversary. And it was founded by USAA, Reach Resilience, and the Humana Foundation to address this crisis around veteran suicide. And as we all know, there have been nonprofits and DOD and VA and so many in academia and healthcare that have been trying to address this crisis for decades. At the end of the day, it was time for the private sector to step up. We knew we weren't seeing and still aren't seeing enough of a shift. And it really takes all of us, not just one organization can make the difference we're hoping to through Face the Fight. So a really key part is, and think of it as three key parts of Face the Fight. The coalition is so important. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about this throughout the show, but that is a crucial piece, bringing together nonprofits, we're bringing together for-profits, foundations, and government partners all to address this crisis. At the same time, we're investing in evidence-informed, well, basically proven solutions around suicide prevention. We're putting grant money into what actually works. And the other piece where this show comes in as such an important partner is that we're trying to tell a story. We want people to understand there is an issue, but there's also solutions when we all come together and work to make a difference as a group.
Yeah, I think the big thing is talk about it. I tell people all the time, talk about whatever those issues are and get them out on the table so people feel comfortable talking about whatever their issues are. You know, Face the Fight started just, this is amazing, 2 short years ago. And at that time it amassed a coalition that's over 250 organizations strong. That's hard to believe. And what we'd like to do, recognize the members by highlighting the names across the screen below throughout the entire show, because I think, let's give them some recognition. It's a small part, but we want to make sure that we thank them for what they're doing in our small way anyway. So it's really important. I know it's important to you. It's important to us to do that, so.
Well, and I want to add, it's one of those, a lot of people, they hear there's an issue. We understand suicide prevention is so important. And we know there's a risk of suicide in our civilian as well as our military population, but our numbers are higher. And one of the things that we often try and level set when we talk about this issue, that we've lost over 125,000 veterans to suicide since 2001. And that number is just, it's bigger. Every single individual lost is one too many. But when we try and capture that number off and tell people, when you think about, like a ballpark, think about, here in DC, Nats Park, that holds between 40 and 45,000. We're filling that three times. So if you care about this community, how are you not involved? And so I think there really wasn't a choice but to step up and try and make a difference here.
Yeah, I think the big thing there is you got to talk about it. Talk about it as much as you can. Let people know that if you have a problem, don't keep it to yourself. Don't be afraid to say something. You got to say something. Hey, Babs, what makes a coalition so strong?
Honestly, I'd say a number of things. It's the passion and the commitment of the coalition itself.
Yeah.
So much diversity across the coalition based on who people are serving, what they prioritize. And the beauty of this coalition is you can bring your own mission. You can align Face the Fight with your own culture and your own priorities. So we're seeing everything from, let's say, vet dogs doing amazing work on how that they're doing screening, how they're integrating Face the Fight into their priorities. We've got organizations like Soldiers to Sidelines, who I know y'all have talked to Harrison before here as well. And then you've got organizations like Walmart. We've already mentioned Humana, USAA, some of these bigger partners. There's so many. Starbucks, we can talk more about them in a little bit, but there's even, others like August Interactive, bringing suicide prevention into gaming. We want to make sure we're meeting people where they are. And I think that's what's successful. The other thing that has been so important to us as we lead this coalition is people feel heard in the work we're doing. We had a really powerful coalition gathering, our first in-person meeting in March in San Antonio this past year. We had over 200 in person. And instead of just talking at people, we focused on engaging people in conversation. We wanted to hear what's working for them. What makes sense based on their mission? So as I mentioned, we've got so many organizations with missions that don't focus on mental health or suicide prevention. But if they're serving this community, they want to be prepared. Because if you care about the community, again, you want to make sure you're there to be part of the solution. And so I think because people see themselves in Face the Fight, they want to be a part of the movement.
So. Yeah. I think one of the other things, and it's amazing to me when I go around, I always talk to people about the amount of suicide and homelessness and incarceration, all that stuff. But there's so many people that just don't know about what the, you know, about the issue, about the suicide and the people taking their life by suicide. A lot of people that are not associated with the military or work in that field just don't know how really bad it is. And so we need to do, just like you're doing right now, as much as we can to get that word out, to make people aware of those kind of issues that our military has. And I'm so proud to be associated with you guys, but it's such a shame that we just can't do more. And we're doing as much as we can, I understand, but we're going to do more and more and more because we're part of that coalition too.
Go ahead. In that coalition. Yeah. So, you know, and if you don't mind, you know, I'd love to add when what you say is we want to talk about it more. But one of the things that I applaud the military community so much is that when the military does something right, you're leaders for the civilian community as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love that our military ethos and the culture is that, you know, we know so many people do really well when they transition out of service. We know they do because we watch it. We see people that really are thriving. But the ethos is we never leave a fallen comrade. And we always look out for that individual on our left and on our right. And that's a lot about what the Face the Fight is about. It's, you know, we know there's so many doing well, but we never want to see somebody struggle. And we're always to do what we can to lift them up.
Well, we got to have a balance. There's a lot of them that are doing well, and there's some that just aren't doing so well. And those are the ones that go home and sit on the couch and really run into a problem right there. Babs, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how important it is to stand by service members and veterans. I know you'll love to talk about this, especially if they're, we were just talking about just a minute ago, especially if they're struggling and they have challenges that could lead them to taking their own lives. So please stay right there. We'll be right back. This is your Next Vision video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, I know that you are because we're talking about our fellow veterans, the people that struggle sometimes, that need our assistance, that just need somebody to help them, that need something to reach out and put your arms around them and hug them a little bit. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Bab Shea, Senior Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and the Executive Director of Face the Fight Coalition. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really appreciate your support. Babs, we talked during our prep call about the importance and it was for us to stand by our service members and veterans. And Face the Fight has created a video that is, I feel is impactful and addresses that very point. So what I want to do at this part of the show is I'm gonna play it for the audience.
Every day, our veterans face unseen battles. Every life is worth living, and every veteran matters. Together, we can face the fight against veteran suicide.
Wow, that was amazing. It really tells the story of what we all should be focused on when it comes to caring for our service members and veterans.
You know what? Every time I see it, I tear up. There's so much covered in there, and I think it is just looking at the community and how they step up, all different aspects of the community represented in that PSA. I also want to give a shout out. One of the things that makes that PSA so special to me as well is that was put together by USAA, also supported by Lockheed Martin, and we're able to share it based on partners like you, Comcast, NBC, and Fox that are getting this out around the country. We want people to know, once again, Face the Fight exists, and really the best way to do that is tell the story more broadly. So really proud of it every time I see it. Thank you for taking the time to show it.
Well, we need to get things, just like you just said, we need to make sure we get those videos and stuff like that around to our young adults, young service members, families and stuff, so they can see it. So they know that they're not alone. They're not by themselves. There's other people out there struggling that that want to do all they can to help them.
No, at 100%. So we appreciate you getting it out, and we'll encourage others to share it on social, share it on your platforms as well. We want to get that as much as possible because it really is an important message.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, Babs, I've always felt that, we should have a program or initiative within the military to give our service members, an idea. And I'm really talking about myself right now. What challenges they may face as a result of multiple deployments or being in combat. What are your thoughts about it? I mean, I'll tell you myself, is when I went to war, nobody talked to me about what war was like. I don't know if they could. And when I come back for for probably 3 to 4 or 5 years. I don't know how long it was. I went through anger issues, and I really struggled a little bit. And so again, back to the same question I just asked you a minute ago, is should we have a program that talks about maybe some things that you may go through in combats or in deployments and stuff like that?
You know, and I appreciate when you shared this question earlier, there's a lot of opportunity because I think it's different for everybody. You know, I think about, what my husband shared when he was at war in the Navy, and then what you saw obviously at the Army. And every role within the service is going to be a little bit different. So I think what I would probably recommend the most is those open lines of conversation. How do you really start to build that peer-to-peer connection? And I know the military is so good at building a team and thinking about that connectedness around the community. I think transparency matters. So when there are opportunities to talk about the difficulties, that's important. But I think it's really encouraging and applauding conversations. And I think that's often a top-down. Leaders like yourself that are able to encourage your soldiers or whatever service it may be to help them know it's okay to ask the questions. It's okay to, I know there's different rules in the military and different guidelines people are trying to abide by, but I think the more we accept and are willing and focus on building that resilience and that connectedness, that may be just as helpful in healing as well. I love your thoughts from that perspective.
Well, I tell you, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the fact that I never wanted to tell anybody how I felt. Because I was always worried about promotions and advancement and military. And now as I get a little bit older, I should have been talking a lot more. So I'm real open about my feelings about what I went through. And because every time I talk about some of those things, I tear up and cry.
Right.
And but every time I talk about it, it makes it easier and easier for me to say things. And there's things I used to say years ago, I could never get through it. Now I can. So it's... It's a good form of therapy that our veterans ought to go through, and the family members. I mean, my wife certainly is a big help for me all the time. But those are the kind of things we need to tell young adults to just talk about how you feel, talk about just what you just said, talk about, be transparent about whatever those issues are.
Well, and I love, Sergeant Major, that you just brought up your wife and the family. So when you think about the better we prepare those military families, you know, caregivers that are going to be there for our service members when they may have needs later in life. I think those conversations really matter. And it helps them understand if there's a struggle, it's not you. It's something that they're trying to process. And the more, like you said, we normalize these conversations, it's okay to ask for help. And oftentimes, one of our big champions, I know you know Robert Irvine, the Robert Irvine Foundation is one of our grantees. And Robert just put out a really great PSA for us that is talking about, physical health is important, but so is your mental health. And the more that you focus there, the easier it's going to be to get through these struggles and these tough times. And knowing, once again, what we said earlier, that buddy on your left and right most likely will be there for you. You just got to let them know that you may be having a tough day, and it's okay to let people know that.
Yeah,
so I think, I'll throw one more thing in real fast.
Go ahead.
The Naval Academy joined Face the Fight this year. Really proud about that. And what I love about it is that they are now helping that next generation of leaders understand now what it looks like that, suicide prevention is important, and those conversations and how you're prepared to have them and to support those that serve alongside you. I love the fact that they're bringing that in at the earliest stage of their career. So great examples for things that we can do going forward.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. That's a great comment. Hey, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about progress Face the Fight is making with what the future really holds for Face the Fight. And so hold that thought. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Babs Chase, Senior Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and Executive Director of the Face to Fight Coalition. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I said, you know, many times on the show, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Babs, Face to Fight recently released the 2024 Progress Report. Would you give us some, you know, highlights from the report that really show the, you know, the impact of Face to Fight is having?
We're so proud of this. A, it's hard to believe that we're 2 years old. Feels like just yesterday that we launched at the U.S. Chamber here in Washington, D.C. And when we launched, we had 43 coalition members. That was a wonderful group of coalition members. But as you mentioned earlier, we're well over 250 coalition members now. We are seeing that shared passion and commitment. And one of the things that's super, I think, engaging about this progress report is we're telling those stories in the report. It's really about seeing how the coalition's coming together and the difference that they're making as a collective. So I encourage people to read it for that angle as well. But let me talk to you a little bit about the data. So as we've talked about before, one of the big pieces of Face the Fight is our grant making. We're investing currently in 54 different projects and over 30 different organizations. And based on our grant making to date, we are now have seen over 355,000 lives impacted through Face the Fight funded programs. And in addition to that, we have built our team, our scientific team, built what's called a dynamic data model that allows us to calculate lives saved based on our investments. And right now we are able to project 6,500 lives saved by 2032 through that modeling. And I want to pause there for a minute because those 6,500, as we all know, that impact of that number is so much bigger because every life lost impacts so many more, whether that's families, friends, in the bigger community. So the impact is so much bigger than that. We've had over 30,000 trained and evidence-informed, once again, those proven solutions. And then right now we've given out 25 million in grants. Now, more to come later this year, but that impact to me, just, it's everything, because behind every number is a life and a family and a community that's better because of these investments and the work we're doing together.
Yeah, I'd also tell you, you're probably helping people you don't realize you're helping too. You know what I mean? Because we had a guy one time that shot me an email, says, hey, because of you and the show, I'm in a better place. And powerful stuff.
You know, and the best thing, and I want to encourage, I know you're encouraging people to reach out to you, find us on social media. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Instagram and Facebook. We love seeing those messages. One of the things that's so important to us at Face the Fight is authentic voices just like yours and your community and all those that are watching the show. We love to hear those stories of resilience. We want to know how you're doing. We love to hear the impact of the different projects that we're investing in, but also the broader coalition and how they're integrating these practices. And people, the more you see feel valued, you feel seen and heard, the better you are. And Absolutely. So stories make a difference. Letting people know that you're there for them. I'd love, if we've got a minute, to share. Walmart built what's called the encouragement booth for Face the Fight. And they've been taking it around at different shows, at NASCAR races. We've had it at the Military Influencer Conference and others, where people are able to record messages of hope. Just taking a few minutes, and you never know when that message that we're putting out on social media is going to hit somebody in the right spot. Just like you said, when somebody hears your message on the show, it may be that message they need at that time and that day. So proud to be a part of that work.
Yeah. Well, hey, look out for the people that are listening or maybe not watching the show, but are listening. If you'd like to download a report, I'm going to make sure I give you the website. It's wefacetofight.org/2024 progress report. I'm going to say that again. wefacetofight.org/2024 progress report. So there you have it. So you can look at it yourself and get all that great information. Hey, what's coming up for Face to Fight? What's going on there? You know, what's coming up next, I guess?
We have so many exciting things coming up. So first, as I just alluded to, we're going to have our next round of grants announcing in September. Why that matters to your audience is look at who those grantees are. That means they have resources that are there to help our community. So I encourage you to go on the same website, wefacetofight.org, and you can see those different programs that are really the resources there to support our community. And we encourage people not just to share those, but take advantage of those for themselves and for those in their network. On September 10th, you'll see behind me, we have Face the Fight Night at the Opry last year. We're going to be back at the Opry this year. Fantastic. Can't wait to be back and telling the story of Face the Fight. Thanks to Humana's sponsorship, we will be telling the story on country music's biggest stage. And couple other things I'll tell you really fast. So Starbucks has become an amazing partner of Face the Fight over the year. They have been really pivotal in our success around Buddy Check Week. So this year they have shared they're going to be sending out 15,000 gift cards to the first 15,000 that register for Buddy Check Week through the VA. We are so proud of that because it's our small way to really emphasize that importance of peer-to-peer connection. And in addition to that, they're going to be opening some of their stores to groups, targeted military veteran community organizations that want to host events in their stores as well between Buddy Check Week and Veterans Day. So another opportunity to engage Face the Fight, and we can share more as that opportunity unveils itself later.
That's why I like talking to you. You get me so motivated about all the great things you guys are doing. I'm just so pumped up.
And there's so much more to come. I think what I would say, it's like, it's following us on social. Once again, you'll see these stories and opportunities. It's really about everybody finding out what's the role they can play. This is not an exclusive club. Everybody can make a difference when it comes to suicide prevention and being a part of Face the Fight.
Oh, you hit it right. Everybody can make a difference. And if you see something that doesn't look right, talk to them, help them, do whatever you can to help those individuals that may be struggling a little bit. Hey, if somebody wants to reach out to you, is there a website or a phone number they can, you know, contact you?
I would say go right back to wefacetofight.org. Your audience is going to have this memorized by the end. You're able to link directly to us through the website. And then also, as I said, follow us on social where you're going to see a lot of those other messages and ways to engage and be a part. We offer a lot of trainings through our partnership with Strong Star and lots of opportunities for people to be prepared for tough conversations, but also, as I mentioned, engage with our different grantees and other nonprofit and for-profit members around Face the Fight. So really encourage. I think the website's the best place to start.
But is there a phone number too, Mavs? Is there a phone number?
There is not a phone number on the website because we've got a number of great partners all over the country. So the email's the best way. But I can promise you, our team here at the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, strategic partners around Face the Fight, we are answering those emails. I can promise you that.
Hey, this has been a great discussion. It's an important discussion that you know, we all need to have to help our veteran community out as much as we can. Do you have any final thoughts? Maybe something you want to reemphasize, or maybe something you want to, you know, bring up that you had not talked about yet?
I think number one is just saying thank you. Thank you for stepping up and having these conversations and letting people know it's okay to ask for help. I think, you know, the one that we always want to leave with people is that, you know, suicide is not inevitable. This is preventable, but it takes all of us coming together to make a difference. And I really want to encourage people, once again, step up, have those hard conversations, but also just reach out and really applaud you once again for your leadership and making these conversations something that everyone feels they can be a part of.
Well, together we can make a difference. I appreciate you coming on the show again, and thank you for you and the coalition are doing to make a difference in that veteran community.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, God bless you. Thanks again to Bab Chase from Face to Fight Coalition for being with us. I'm Jack Eltelli, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying your Next Mission Video Podcast, and thank you for joining us. log on to our website at yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our profit or nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, of course, Rumble. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast releases. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Babs for joining us. And, you know, I struggled when I got out of war. I don't think there's anybody that don't struggle. And I just a minute ago, I talked about being in a bad place. And I was in a bad place. Would I have taken my life? No, I don't think so. But did I struggle? Yes. And I needed help. And I need somebody to listen to me. And so I just want to tell you today, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. There's people out there that love you, that want to help you, that want to hug you. Don't think that you can go home and sit on your couch and worry about all the things that are going on. Everybody has problems. Everybody has concerns. Everybody wants to have the best life they can. And you can too. Just don't sit there by yourself. 250 coalition partners, people that care and love you and want to make a difference. If you're in need of help or having any difficulties coping with your transition or other mental health challenges, please reach out to Suicide Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988, and someone will be there who can talk to you. Thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.